Okay. Guys, I got the mics back on.
All right, the mic's back on. We're back in session. And one thing that I had wanted to ask about is there any progress or anything that new has come up on the code amendments or the new code?
Yeah, the progress was I was meeting with the commission, and then we had a flood, and that got canceled.
Well, that's what I was afraid of.
I'd met with them one time, and I had some stuff to get back with them on, and we were going to start meeting and going over it, and then we're going to have to get through this flooding event.
Yeah, I understand that. I was going to ask Randy if he had anything to do. Well, I don't have anything any further other than we just kind of wanted to keep us updated on that and keep current on that.
It was moving forward and talking, and then it...
Well, so far, personally, I'm real pleased because we are trying to get progress on this stuff, and that makes me feel pretty good. If we don't have anything further...
Well, I would like to ask if we've heard anything on the state level of any of this nightly rental that's progressing. I mean, they're talking about it, but...
What I heard was it went to the Senate.
Yes.
And the Senate's so jammed up that it's not going to happen this session, but it's going to happen the next session, next year.
Next year.
Yeah. And it's just a matter of what, and most of that's what I'm kind of getting through the realtor's deal.
Yeah.
But it's what they're going to part down to.
And what about, how are we progressing on the 2,500 or so nightly rentals out there that haven't come and asked for an application? How are we progressing?
County Commission hadn't given me 6 new people to hire to go after them.
So we're not doing anything.
Complaint driven still.
That's how they. Like always. Okay.
Is the commission considering making any changes regarding permit fees or anything else that might provide us with the revenue to do something? Because we are wasting our time if we can't police this thing. I mean, we sit here and we say you got to do this, and this, and go on fine. And if they don't do it, nobody cares, except the people next door.
Well, a lot of those violations are covenants and restriction violations that
we can't
enforce.
A big lot of them. That's,
yes.
You know, I mean,
but like you said, we've got 2,500 out there that aren't, you know, they're just renting it out and they're just having a nice day. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's a place for the prosecutor or what. And I know he's probably busy with people out there with chainsaws, so he's not particularly worried about it. But if we don't do something about enforcement, we are out of control now. That's my considered opinion. So
I think we're just getting started.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We're out of control now, and it's just the beginning.
Yeah.
And as far as nightly rentals, in my opinion, you know, as a builder, I've lived through several booms and several explosions, and you know, some of these folks, they come in here with their hair on fire because somebody wants a nightly rental. But I've seen subdivisions that would have died stone cold dead without nightly rentals, because these people, if you deny everybody their nightly rental, A, they may lose their house because they don't have the income to keep it, or B, they're going to unload it, which is going to drop their real estate values. And I don't know, I just wanted to say that. I don't know if it has any value to the group or not, but that's all I have to say about that.
All right, you're out there. Anything else?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.